from the WGXE newsroom. This is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Times Union reports an arrest of a Robina Coyman Selkirk High School student on charges of harassment and making graffiti on October 23rd. The student allegedly scrawled a hateful message on a bathroom wall at the high school. The graffiti ridicules Jews, African Americans, and homosexuals and features a swastika and repeated references to Hitler. The Southern Albany County School held an assembly to address the matter with students at the beginning of school October 23rd before the arrest was made. The Robina News Herald reported that a number of bullets were discovered in a second grade classroom at the Pieter B. Kamens Elementary School, another school in the Robina Coyman Selkirk School District, on October 21st. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that local unemployment rates increased slightly through most of the Hudson Valley the last 12 months. New York's Labor Department reported October 22nd that the unemployment rate increased by a tenth of a percentage point in both Greene and Columbia counties. Greene County's unemployment rate ticked up to 3.7% over the past year, while Columbia County's rate, despite the slight increase, was still the lowest unemployment rate in the region at 2.7%. The joblessness rate in Dutchess County increased from 3.3% to 3.5%, while Ulster County's rate did not change at 3.4%. Read more about this story in the Mid-Hudson News. Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, announced on October 23rd $480,000 in funding for the National Young Farmers Coalition that is based in Hudson. The funds will come from the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, part of the Farm Bill. The money goes to create a farm ranch stress assistance network in the Northeast region to assist farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural-related workers with behavioral health awareness, literacy, and other issues. Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "The continued downturn in the farm economy leaves small family farmers in communities across our district under incredible stress. I am deeply committed to supporting our small farmers, and I'm pleased to see significant Farm Ranch Stress Assistance Network funding for the National Young Farmers Coalition's pilot program to alleviate the mental strain placed on family farmers across the Northeast," end quote. The Hudson Valley Young Farmers Coalition is a social and business network formed in 2012. The peak color on local leaves has passed now, with brighter colors to the south, and the state's weekly foliage report says, and I quote, "In the Hudson Valley, foliage will be at peak in the Columbia County city of Hudson with 75 to 80% color transition and predominantly gold, yellow, and orange leaves of average brilliance and intermittent red-maroon highlights. Foliage will be at peak in Dutchess County, according to observers in Poughkeepsie, with 85% transition and bright yellow, orange, and red leaves. In Rockland County, reports from New York City project 85% color change and peak foliage with bright red, orange, and yellow leaves. Spotters at Bear Mountain State Park expect 80% color change and a mix of peak and past peak foliage this weekend, with fall colors of brown, red, and yellow. While many trees have lost their leaves, there are still many full of green foliage," end quote. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.